We are doing Tariag Mitzvot. Now we go back to the order of the day. So we're holding at the end of prayer. So we say Ashrei Uval Tzion Kaddish, and we prepare ourselves for saying Ashrei Uval Tzion Kaddish, and then Tefillah LeDavid together with the Shir Shel Yom, and that's all in commemoration of the temple. And after that, we say the Kaddish Pitum Aktores, and the idea is that when we say the Pitum Aktores, that's supposed to remove all the klipot from the tefillot. And after that we say Kaddish Rabbanan, as our sages instituted, corresponds to the four worlds. I'm translating, but I don't know what I'm saying. And then we say Aleinu Shabeach, that Yeshua instituted. All of this end of prayer is really a rabbinic institution, and in doing this we're fulfilling the words of Chazal, a fulfillment of the biblical commandments. To listen to Chazal, then we say Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi, Mizmor LaMnatzeach, and we end off, we go backward like a servant who's leaving his master. That's how we're supposed to leave the Bet HaKnesset, and this is in fulfillment of what our sages taught us, Yelchu Mechayil El Chayil, that when we leave Shul we should go to a Bet Midrash. A person is supposed to go from Shul to Bet Midrash, from finishing prayer to doing a little bit of learning, and that's the way a person is supposed to live his life, Mechayil El Chayil, from strength to strength. We finished one strength of prayer. When we leave Shul, we're supposed to go on to Bet HaMidrash. We're supposed to go learn a little bit, to go from strength to strength. After prayer, one should say, I want to cling to the sages, and this is a fulfillment of the biblical commandment to cling to Hashem. And our sages said, how does God expect us to cling to Him? It means cling to the wise men and their students. And our sages said, another way of clinging to Hashem is by learning Agadah. Learning the words, the stories of our sages. That's one of the things that helps us cling to Hashem. And when we leave Shul, so we're also preparing to learn Torah. That also brings us close to Hashem. And we know learning brings us to action. Our sages said it's important to learn Torah. By learning, we come to performing. And when we prepare for learning, so we should remember in our learning that we have to be careful to learn the way Hashem taught us, and not to add to the mitzvot of the Torah. And in doing that, we're fulfilling the mitzvah of not adding, regardless if it's Torah shebichtav or Torah shebal peh, or written law or the oral law, where our responsibility is to maintain the tradition and not add or detract, as the verse says, "Velo tigra mimenu." So we're going to the Bet HaMidrash after prayer, and one of the things we should have in mind is that we're going to fulfill the biblical commandment to give honor to the rabbis and to the elders, as the verse says, "Mipnei sevat takum ve'adarta p'nei zaken."